get in here and give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Hey, welcome back to Perspectives, live here with Ashley Burgess on 570 KLIF and on iHeartRadio. So you're listening tonight to a show about purpose and about hurdles and about roadblocks and how we deal with these things, because a lot of times we come up with this purpose and we feel it and we know it. Or in Michael's situation and in Allison's, they both had like this beginning where they just knew it, you know, whether it was the baking, you know, at the house with the little bake oven, or was it, you know, Michael, you know, probably, you know, mixing some paints and doing stuff like that. They both knew the direction they wanted to go. They both knew what makes them happy. But in the same time, it's like this quest for like taking care of each and every roadblock that appears. And sometimes that can be financial. Other times that can be determination. Other times it can be just support from your family and their belief and desire that they know that you too can make this your purpose, your career, your driving force. So Allison, you know, real quick, tell us, you know, on the financial situation, because it seems that you and Michael both are dealing with this as a significant roadblock.
Yes.
What are some of the things that you're doing to try to trump that situation and make it, you know, and make the situation work?
For me, starting a food business, something like baking, there's a lot of different types of costs, supplies, etc., that I need to look into, total up everything. So educating myself and doing a lot of research on everything that I need to get the ball rolling and put this business plan in motion.
Okay, so education and getting a business plan, and I think that's really important. So for all our listeners, really, you know, you can have this great purpose, you can have this idea, but unless you have like a plan, you need to put together a plan, right? Because
you do,
otherwise
yes.
you don't know what you're doing. I mean,
yes.
it's all over the place.
It kind of puts everything into all together in a better perspective for you moving forward.
That's smart. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, have you dealt with a business plan as well, Michael?
I have. Okay. You know, you work hard, and of course you're working not just to just to work, you're working to grow, and you're trying to grow your thoughts and your business, and you have to, as you do grow, you have to organize it because it's new. You know, if I sell 10 pieces of artwork last month, and then this month I sell 50 pieces of artwork, that's quite different. And you have to think about it too. It's not just, hey, this is, look at all this profit, look at all this stuff, because the very next month you may actually not sell anything. And then the next month after that, and the next month after that, it may be the same, you know? So you really have to think about your growth.
Well, that makes sense. Well, you have to budget. So, you know, you definitely have to budget. Mm-hmm. You definitely have to set up accounts and realize that, especially in this market, it's not a 9-to-5 job. It's not something that you get a paycheck every week or every 2 weeks
right.
from, you know, and it's
right.
done and you have your insurance covered and you have everything and that's all in the 401k and da 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 da. It's all packaged up and you got your 2 weeks of vacation paid for. It's not like that. So in both of these situations, you're not working for a company that's doing that. So y'all have to create your own plan and your own budget.
Right. Sole proprietor. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So with that in mind, you know, we talk about that type of thing. What kind of things do you have to go by doing? So for other people that are listening, is it, you know, figuring out how much like things are going to cost you, how much items and supplies are going to be, as well as just like living day to day? I mean,
yeah. Trying to determine how much money you have and how much supplies you want. And, you know, you have to just figure out your game plan for sure.
What about the determination factor? You know, was there a time that either one of y'all wanted to throw in the towel?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
And do you sometimes wonder, you know, which with each hurdle, does it sometimes just, my gosh, there's another hurdle. I can't believe this. I mean, are you starting to look at it in a different way? Like maybe I'm approaching what I need to be doing, or does it still kind of just become just nerve wracking, like not another thing?
You know, you go through the stress of it. You go through, a financial struggle, and it's very stressful, and it almost seems like you just lose your drive. But as you get through it, as it goes, as it you know, dissipates, it comes back. It's like your drive comes back, your determination comes back. And that is really what, you know, you had at the beginning, and it's something that you have to kind of protect a little bit. But man, you money stress is a hard thing to deal with, or even family stress, you know.
Let's talk about family stress real quick. I think that's a good one. So when we're talking about family stress, you know, you have family that sit there and say, I can't believe you're the artist, or are you sure this is a good idea? Why can't you just be a doctor? You know, I mean, you're like, I'm not going to go back to medical school right now. Yeah. Or, you know, you're going to do this. How do y'all deal with that?
Just constantly reminding them that this is what I love to do, and this is what I feel is my calling. This is what I'm passionate for. The other thing I like to say to family or friends, people who criticize that, oh, you're not going to make any money with that, or that's not going to take you very far. The mindset that I put myself into is that I would 1,000 times over rather try, start this small food business, watch it fail 1,000 times than not try it at all.
That's good. That's words to live by right there. I mean, if you try something and try, at least try it. I mean, you can't ever say that, oh, what should have, could have, would have. Oh my gosh, what if that was the thing? You know, well, my whole life is in shambles, you know, in your deathbed when you're like, you know, oh my gosh, I can't believe I didn't do that.
You never, yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
I never tried.
Well, you know, Ashley, I think I'm finding myself kind of in the same boat, you know, that Allison is. I mean, you know, I was in the insurance business for 12 years.
Right.
And it wasn't a job that, you know, it's not like, okay, you know, when you're first grade, what do you want to be when you grow up? And, it, you know, my answer was an insurance agent.
I want to be an insurance salesperson.
But it's just the business that I got into when I got out of college the first time. And I just grew to just hate it. And I decided, you know what, I can't go on this way. And so it kind of forced me to say, hey, what do you want to do? You know, what would make you happy?
What do you want to do when you grow up?
Right, when I grow up, and you know, I guess better late than never, right?
Well, that's key. Somebody the other day said something. They said, "Oh, you're in your prime. You're in your golden years." And and I know that you're listening tonight. I know the person that said it. And we had a conversation about that. I said, "There is no golden years." I said, you know, every single year you have is a golden year. You can make a change at any time. There is no, you're in a sweet spot. You know, late 20s is the sweet spot. Early 30s, that's the sweet spot. No, there is no sweet spot, okay? I mean, you can sit there and be like the guy that lives through the, you know, by playing a game back when they were 15, 16. Like, I'm about to go to a high school reunion here. And I know I'm going to run into all kinds of people that live their life from their past. And God willing, I think that both y'all can say, and everybody in this room can say, that they're not living that way. You're living day to day with the belief and the knowledge that you know you can do what you're going to do.
Yeah, it's true.
Yes, definitely.
And that's the key, right? And I think the biggest thing, too, is to self-actualize, you know, to actually put the positive out there and say, instead of like, because sometimes we all get downshot, we get upset, but if you can turn that around, a lot of times just the belief in yourself can go a long way.
I'm going to be me. I'm going to have the courage to be me. I'm going to do this.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to do this no matter what. And yeah. And I want to hear back. I mean, I know that our listeners want to know more because, you know, Allison's working on starting a food truck industry concept and what have you. We're going to talk more about that here in coming weeks. And I want to hear more about what you got going on and your permits and this and that and the whole plan. And so we're going to be actually watching this business start off from the ground up. Michael, we're interested in listening to see what happens to you here in the future. You have amazing artwork and unbelievable work. And
thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm just glad y'all could both be here in the studio. You know, next week we have some really great stuff going on. We're going to be talking to you some people that have overcome the hurdles we're talking about tonight and have made their purpose into their ultimate vision and direction. And when I say that, it could be somebody that works every single day doing what they do, but they love it, they do it. It comes out positive and people really respect what they do as well as they respect themselves and things work out. And I think both of y'all understand that it's not about, you know, money will come, but right now it's about doing what's right, making yourself happy with that purpose and that quest for happiness.
Got to keep up the personal momentum.
Exactly.
Yes. Like you said earlier, not so much about the outcome, being present and enjoying what you're doing and the process that you're taking to get there and just really living that.
Both words to live by, guys. Thank you so much for joining us
here.
Thank you
so much.
Ashley.
Yes, thank you, Ashley.
Thank you. I like praise. It's good. Praise is a good thing. So, hey, tune in next Sunday. We got a lot of stuff going on. We got some great stuff. We got some humor. We got some comedy. But utmost, we're going to be talking about purpose, you, and being able to find that drive and keep that drive alive. So tune in next week, and we'll have new purpose-driven and new perspectives. And you can always listen to us on liveyourtruelife.org, all past shows. And have a really, really great Sunday night.
I'm sure you've heard of songwriters who only write for singers. Have you heard of the backup quarterback that finally gets his day and ends up as a starter? Now, after 33 years of designing beautiful jewelry for the finest jewelry stores, master jeweler and international award-winning designer William S. Holman is making his services available to the public. Have you always wanted your own jewelry that only you could imagine? How about taking a seat in a comfortable setting with no high-pressure salesman, speaking one-on-one with a designer? That designer's Bill Holman. Be a part of the design from start to finish. Bill Holman's designs grace people from talk show host Dr. Phil to life coach and author Ashley Burgess. Eliminate the middleman and go for the designer. You too can have a beautiful masterpiece at unbelievably low costs. Bill Holman will guide you and help design you a signature piece to fit your unique personality. Visit him online at HolmanDesignGroup.com. That's Holman with one L. HolmanDesignGroup.com.